not necessarily the other owners, that the domestic front another way that I put that, which was wrong,
Thank you.
Thank you. science group, or a medical group, or what have you, a space group or something, something they want to present, they get in a big one, might be in a position of the big one. For example, I remember the first paper I think I decided with the superintendent to do, with a grant of, with a presidential approval of some CAE position with regard to what we called continental apparel. And I spent hours on that. We got a vested interest to involve commitments that were made, not by us, but the Johnson administration. So, at the present time, I don't think that for that. I have experts in that. They give me a recommendation, and then I hold them to responsibility. That's another letter you could stay out of that sort of thing. Is that the guy who wants to support that director, the director, I don't know, the governor helps them do that. They make the decision, such decisions. They're going to shut down, and I trust, and I'm sure that the Justice Department, I'm sure they're with me. The one thing I said, I should have done, I could push it up here. I don't know if you do that. I approve it, but it follows, see that? Thank you. many agencies of government that would put one over it all would create such jealousies, First, the problem is important. Second, it is what the problem is very important. Partly because of the fact that both of them are policy and foreign policy. And second, it is one that is uniquely has to be drawn into the White House because it covers so many agencies of government. And only the president can pull them together and crack them in the heads. Well, we're going to have oil imports or we're not. We're going to raise the price of gas or we're not. We're going to be halfway or we're not. I've got to know all of those are right on this one. I frankly wouldn't trust anybody else to make that decision. Now, let me give you an example of the past that I have been, that I have heard, for example, desegregation of schools in the South. With all of the record, with all of the criticism of the right to this, I consider one of the major issues. Not that really matters. I'm quoting it. I imagine from the Free and Open Society that paper, to the paper is one of the things that you put to the thing I think is very important that you can get through. Or in a part of New York Jones was how you did it. Why is it that the Esther's criticism of God respect is job? But you see, the professional civil writer, unfortunately, too often is more interested in the record than he is in himself. He would prefer to have the president and get up on a press conference and damn the racist senators and segregationists and the rest. And then he would be a great hero for you and black people, and a hero of the professional civil rights. But insofar as desegregating the schools in the South were concerned, he would not have done that. He would have had incidents with the police at the schoolhouse door and the president would fly down. Solve the problem. Again, we don't know what that. Now, the way we did that was to set up these committees, a committee for each state, black and white. And I met with them personally. Schultz recommended the Oval Office. And I was talking to them. And I frankly didn't want to vote with them. I said, no. And I was a Republican. I was being a picture. I was a story. So the better summer, I took the responsibility with a caveat that no one else could do. With a president, with a very, I should say, with an enormously important assistant, Schultz. Schultz was the operator side of the authority to come to the re-education on that one. The identification of the only man, for example, that could have not. See, I was in a very good position. Actually, I had it in 1960, never had it received. I'm sure that and yet not considered by the blacks or the races, I was the only one that could really bring in the top black and white leadership of the South and enlist them. They all fought for the movement of the president. So that's what the president had to do. So see, this was not a case of crossing HW, just an HW going in and breaking through this. Because HW would have been considered by the white Southerners as being a black-oriented department. But when the president spoke to him, that didn't fit. So, there's now what I now you come and the president has to do everything. But besides that, actually, we've got to the domestic field where I had involves foreign policy. It involves very good quotas. the calls, in addition to foreign policy, to the calls of the agricultural policy, policy and subsidies. And they can wait for you, but what else is going to show up? Why it's a matter of taking the presidential responsibility. I've only got the stockpile is only about $7 billion in stockpile purposes and stuff. If we've got a war, we've got to have stockpiles. Alright. That is far more than the whole stockpile program set up. Thank you.